Well, hello. Don't just stand there looking gorgeous. The drinks don't cost much, but information's a bit pricier. Oh, it's the thought that counts, sweetie. But why don't you come back when you've got some real scratch? You're a doll. Fink's in the bathroom. Lucky man. Wish I had someone like you looking for me. Fink ran out on you? His shield shrugs off bullets like nothing. But it'll break into pieces if you punch it in the right spot. What the hell's going on out there? I've had just about enough of that handsome jackass sugar. Get rid of him, and you'll never pay for another drink again. Here, I got something for you. Ellie, sweetheart, when are you gonna come back to Sanctuary? I know you're angry. I'm not going to apologize for what I said, but it's not safe out there. Both of those dumbass families think the other started their clan feud. Neither of them knows the war actually started thanks to a big misunderstanding regarding a bar tab and a stock car race. Long story. Maybe I'll tell you sometime. The point is, the truce between the Zaffords and the Hodunks can only last so long. Sooner or later, war will break out again, and you do not want to be in the middle of it! Trust me, Sugar. You don't have the constitution for it. But hey, if you'd prefer to live near a bunch of bandits who want you dead rather than stay with your mother, who God forbid wants you to care about your appearance, that's your decision to make! But it's the wrong one. Just come back, honey. You finished with that little something-something I asked you about? You still working on one of my jobs? How are you doing with that job I sent you on? I've got just the thing for you. Hey, Sugar. I've got something for you. Oh, sorry, sweetie. No work today. I don't have any work, but that doesn't mean you can't stay. I'm a bit tired, so just imagine I said something incredibly suggestive, will you? Honey, I've got all day. If you're not in the mood for a mission, you can always try out one of my slot machines. Always love a good tip. You're gonna make me blush. You keep that up, I might just have to pay you back somehow. Just when I thought you couldn't get any more attractive. I haven't seen someone throw that much money around since my last boyfriend. Hell, I'm all wet. I mean, I spilled a drink before you came in. Not 'cause you tipped me. Good God, I'm not that easy. Oh, you're making me as shy as a hooker in confession. I'm not a hooker, though. Don't go spreading that around. You remind me of my last boyfriend. Think you met him. Name of Jack. Real charmer at first. Always opening doors for me, telling me I'm beautiful. Shooting anyone in the face if they looked at me sideways. Of course, then he got clingy, and I dropped him like a bad habit. Which, as it turns out, wasn't the best idea. One step closer to rebuilding the Underdome. Jack didn't take it too well when I kicked him to the curb. Way he figured it. If he couldn't have the thing he loved, neither could I. He sent his goons to burn the Underdome to the ground. I think he's planning to rebuild it in his own image. But he's missing the stuff that made it great. The flash, the pizzazz, the personality. And his tits aren't as nice. Thanks for the tips, Sugar. I think it's time your generosity was rewarded. I tell you, Sugar, the Resistance was desperate for someone like you. Roland's a real sweetheart, but everybody knows this city's just a skag leap away from getting torn apart by Hyperion or the bandits. We all thought we were safe in New Haven a few years back, but that didn't turn out so well. I appreciate it, darling. Business hasn't been so hot since Hyperion rolled into town. They talk big about cleaning up the wasteland and civilizing Pandora, but it really just comes down to two things: money and control. And Hyperion wants both. Thanks. This place ain't doing great, but it's still doing better than most. Nothing dulls the pain of losing a war quite like a strong glass of rack ale. Appreciate it, Sugar. That reminds me of something Jimbo Hodunk told me right before me and the kids left his disgusting bandit clan forever. He said, "Hing dong pong, burndero, has man a burndero." I'll never forget that. You haven't met the Hodunks yet, have you? Bastards. Every one of them. They think just because you're born into their stupid clan, you have to follow their rules. Date who they tell you to date. Murder who they tell you to murder. And, yuck. Good Lord, I am so glad the kids and I left that stupid clan for... Oh, God. Oh, God. Did I go back into the accent? Oh, no. Oh, crap. Don't tell anybody. How generous of you. Here. This is my favorite gun. You'll understand when you use it. Here. This isn't my favorite gun, but you might get some use out of it. Jack killed Roland? Son of a bitch! He helped me take care of Mr. Shank, and unlike, well, damn near everyone around here, he always behaved like a gentleman. I don't know what to say. Damn it, am I crying?
It's not much, but I hope it comes in handy.
Ah, the natural selection annex. As deadly as it is pungent. Talk to Captain Cabrera when you're ready to step into the ring. Those bandits didn't stand a virgin's chance in the red light district. Go see Fink for your reward. Well done, sugar. Since you survived, Captain Cabrera owes me some serious payment. By which I mean money. Sorry, it's hard to turn that sexy voice off.
Sorry, sugar. Not enough cash. Careful, sugar. That's strong stuff. Wow, you really know how to throw those back?
Looks like you've had enough. Sorry, sugar, but I'm cutting you off. Jack destroyed my Underdome after I dumped him, and now he wants to build his own arena just to rub it in my face. We're not gonna let that happen, sugar. Get out to Opportunity and kill the construction foreman who's running the project. There's the foreman. Drop him for me, will ya? Oh, he dropped a key. Do a lady a favor and grab it. Every key fits in a lock, sugar. Check the containers. See if that key opens one of them. Sounds like that key was just the right size. See if there's anything useful in there. If I know my explosives, and I'd like to think I do, you could use those charges to flood the construction site. If you'd blow up the nearby retaining wall and flood those pits, I'd be awful grateful. Haven't heard Jack that angry since I kicked his plastic surgeried ass to the curb. Come on back, sugar. Nothing like a little vengeance to round out the day. Get away from the explosive, sugar. They're gonna make a big boom.
You want my camera, huh? You can borrow it on one condition. Anything you shoot better involve naked flesh or explosions. Bonus points for both.
Oh, Mordecai, just put the bird away. Or actually, don't.
Oh, shut that racket off, would you, sugar?
If you see Mordecai, let him know. 3 inches? Not average size. Not even close. No, no. Bring the booze to me instead of that alcoholic bird lover, and I'll give you Ruby. Here's Ruby. Treat her well. Hey there, sugar. I see you found some fairly fleshy snapshots of me. If you give those to me instead of my third ex-husband, I'll make it worth your while. Feel free to take a peek, though. I sure don't mind. Thanks, sugar. I've been meaning to upload these to the Echo Net. A gutter brother? Oh, yeah. One of them barged in here a couple hours ago, demanding safe haven. I told him I couldn't make any promises, and he got bitchy. I had to pull out Ruby and put a few rounds in him. His shield ate the first two, but boy, did he feel the last one. Nobody threatens me in my joint.